Checking sports and softball action last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Denison edging Atlantic 4-3. Shenandoah over Southwest Valley 12-2. Lenox beat Clarinda 3-0. Also from the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK beating Charter Oak Ute 11-7. Glidden-Ralston 11-3 over Arweva. West Harrison got by Adair Casey 2-1. Coon Rapids Baird over Woodbine 8-3. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over East Mills 13-1. Wayne defeating Lennox 10-7. From the Pride of Iowa, Mount Air beat Orient Maxburg 12-0. And Mount Air over West Central Valley 20-9 last night in softball. Boys baseball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Kemper Catholic beating Red Oak twice, 11-0 and 14-4. Lewis Central over Sioux City East 7-1. Harlan beat Sioux City West 10-0. Shenandoah over Southwest Valley 13-1. In the Western Iowa Conference Tournament semifinals last night, it was Trainer over Audubon 8-6, Missouri Valley a 15-1 winner over AHSTW. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Arweva beat Glidden-Ralston 4-3. It was Coon Rapids Baird over Woodbine 8-1. West Harrison beating Adair Casey 13-0. From the Corner Conference, East Mills over Sydney 10-7, and Central Decatur beat Essex 14-4 in boys baseball. Iowa High School Athletic Association announcing the boys 1A and 2A district pairings coming up here very soon. In Class 2A first-round play on July 9th at Red Oak, Southwest Valley will face Shenandoah, and Underwood will play Red Oak. That's in District 15. Also in District 16 in 2A, at Otebolt Arthur, it'll be Maple Valley facing East Sac County and AHSTW playing Otebolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove on July 9th. Also, first round and quarterfinal round action in Class 1A looks like this. In District 16, first round play on July 9th will have Essex at Sydney. The quarterfinals on July 12th have Griswold facing Fremont Mills and the Sydney-Essex winner playing St. Albert. Those games at St. Albert High School. At Neola, Nishnabotna plays Stanton and East Mills will play Tri-Center. In District 15, the first round game on July 9th has Adair Casey at Riverside. Quarterfinals on July 12th have the AC Riverside winner playing Coon Rapids Baird in Coon Rapids. Exira EHK will play Glidden-Ralston also at Coon Rapids. At Audubon, IKM Manning will face Cam and Guthrie Center will play Audubon. Also in District 14 in Class 1A, first round game will be on July 9th with East Union hosting Clarinda Academy. The quarterfinals on July 10th have Bedford versus Murray and the East Union Clarinda Academy winner playing Lennox. Those games at Lennox. Also at Greenfield, Orient Maxburg plays Mount Air and Lamoni will face Nottoway Valley. Also in Class 1A, District 1 play and first round action on July 9th, it'll be Whiting facing off against Woodbine. Then on July 12th in the quarterfinals, the Whiting-Woodbine winner will play Lawton-Bronson. West Harrison plays Westwood also up at Lawton-Bronson. Arweva High School will host the Logan Magnolia versus West Monona and Arweva Boyer Valley matchups on the 12th of July. Well, the College World Series championship game between Coastal Carolina and Arizona was postponed last night. They'll try again today. Inclement weather in the Omaha area last night pushed that back. NCAA officials waited 2 hours and 23 minutes after the scheduled start time to postpone that game. More rain and lightning were forecast for the area in the early morning hours, meaning a delay would have been likely. Now, the best of three series is tied at a game each. Coaches Gary Gilmore of Coastal Carolina and Jay Johnson of Arizona both agreed with the decision to play today instead. Neither announced whether their pitching plans would change with the extra time off. Coastal Carolina was to start Alex Cunningham against Arizona's Bobby Dalbec. Both of those players pitched on Saturday. The scheduled start time for that College World Series Game 3 championship is noon today at TD Ameritrade Park. Alcides Escobar hit a go-ahead RBI double just inside the right field line in the 12th inning, and the Kansas City Royals outlasted the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2 last night. Escobar drove in the first run of the game with a bases-loaded sacrifice fly in the eighth. His fly to shallow right off Seth Maness fell in just in front of Stephen Piscotty, whose homer leading off the 10th tied it up at 2. Shen-Ming Wong worked two scoreless innings for Kansas City, which survived blown saves by Wade Davis and Joakim Soria, stranded 19 runners and used all of its bench players. The Royals are 39-50 in I-70 Interleague Series, but they're 14-12 at 11-year-old Busch Stadium. Whit Merrifield put Kansas City ahead in the 10th when a potential double play grounder was booted by second baseman Matt Carpenter, and Merrifield got an RBI. He also doubled with one out in the 12th inning. Also in interleague play yesterday, Detroit beat Miami 10-3, Toronto over Colorado 5-3, Baltimore beat San Diego 12-6, Cleveland shut out Atlanta 3-0. It was Oakland over San Francisco 7-1, and Pittsburgh beat Seattle 8-1. In the American League, Tampa Bay over Boston 4-0. Houston beat the LA Angels 10-4. The Yankees over Texas 9-7. White Sox beat Minnesota 9-6. In the National League, it was the Cubs over the Reds 9-2. The Phillies beat Arizona in 10 innings 9-8. Washington over the New York Mets 4-2. And Milwaukee beat the LA Dodgers 7-0. Kansas City Royals have placed center fielder Lorenzo Cain on the 15-day disabled list with a left hamstring strain. The team made that move yesterday after an MRI revealed that damage. Rookie outfielder Brett Eibner was recalled from AAA Omaha for his third stint with the team this season. The 27-year-old Eibner was batting .297 in 11 games with 5 doubles, a homer, and 7 RBIs with the Royals. Cain was hitting .290 with 8 homers and 39 knocked in. Well, Michael Phelps is heading back to the Olympics. Phelps held off a stiff challenge from Tom Shields to win the 200-meter butterfly at the U.S. swimming trials in Omaha. The most decorated athlete in Olympic history held up all 5 fingers on his right hand following the event, signifying his 5th trip to the Summer Games. Missy Franklin finished second to Katie Ledecky in the 200 free to earn a second individual event at the Rio Games. Franklin's runner-up performance came a day after she was 7th in the 100 backstroke, an event she won 4 years ago in London. Novak Djokovic has set an open-era record, earning his 30th consecutive Grand Slam match victory. The top seed has moved into the third round at Wimbledon with a straight sets win over Adrian Mannarino. Djokovic is the 2-time defending champion at Wimbledon and has won the past 4 major tournaments, a run that began at the All England Club a year ago. Roger Federer has ended British qualifier Marcus Willis's feel-good Wimbledon run with a straight sets win in round 2. The 7-time Wimbledon champ won the first 7 games and was always in control against the 772nd ranked Willis, who was the lowest ranked qualifier to reach the second round at a Grand Slam since 1988. Wednesday's first round winners on the men's side included 8th seed Dominic Thiem and number 10 Tomas Berdych. 3rd seeded Agnieszka Radwanska beat her opponent in just over an hour to move into the second round. Also advancing to round 2 on Wednesday were 7th seeded Belinda Bencic, 10th seeded Petra Kvitova, and 2014 finalist Eugenie Bouchard. Radwanska, Bencic, and Bouchard are in action again on Thursday as officials try to play catch-up after several days of rain. Men's second seed Andy Murray highlights the men's schedule today. Well, the Montreal Canadiens and the Nashville Predators swapped all-star defensemen. The Habs sent P.K. Subban to the Predators for Shea Weber in one of several moves Wednesday involving blue liners. Subban won the Norris Trophy as the league's top defenseman 3 years ago and scored 6 goals and had 51 points in 68 games last season. Weber is a 3-time Norris finalist and delivered 20 goals and 51 points for the Predators this past season. Lightning captain Steven Stamkos stays in Tampa Bay. He accepted an 8-year contract worth $68 million. LeBron James is a free agent after declining his player option for next season with the NBA champion Cavaliers. That move was expected by James, who said last week he intends to remain with Cleveland. The 31-year-old star has been a free agent the past 3 summers, electing each time to sign 1-year contracts with a player option. Well, prosecutors say no criminal charges will be filed in an investigation of University of Minnesota wrestlers allegedly involved in the sale and use of the anti-anxiety drug Xanax. University police investigators say Hennepin County prosecutors declined to pursue the case due to lack of evidence. Minneapolis City Attorney Susan Siegel told the Star Tribune that there was not enough evidence to support misdemeanor charges against wrestling coach Jay Robinson. Campus police had been conducting an investigation into a team member's disputed allegation that Robinson attempted to cover up the widespread sale and use of Xanax by his wrestlers. And Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has signed the richest contract in NFL history. That's a deal worth up to $140 million and covers the next 6 seasons. Colts owner Jim Irsay revealed the contract's maximum value and said Luck would be guaranteed $47 million even if the Colts were to cut him before this season. NFL.com says the life of Luck's contract includes $87 million in guaranteed money for injury. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.